I had Ken on earlier, and I told him I listened to the third period in the overtime in my truck, and I heard the final call.
Gustav Spear hands it back. Now to Brinkett. Over the blue line to Dylan Larkin. Now to Raymond. He shoots. He scores!
Yeah, did it again. I got the fourth goal to tie it up in the game winner in OT. Wings in Montreal tonight. They win, and Washington loses or ties at Philly. Wings will get a playoff spot. Daniela Bruce works with the Wings and also the Tigers. And Daniela, what a night at LCA.
Oh, it was incredible. I love hearing that call. I could listen to it over and over again, but the reaction from everybody in the building was just as energetic as Ken Cal was on that call. I was down near the locker room area. I was gearing up for a post-game interview just in case it did happen, and everybody down there from Trevor Thompson on Valley Sports Detroit and all the other media that comes down there for post-game, we all went absolutely crazy with that same energy. So it was such a fun night, and fans deserve that, right? They've gone through a lot of ups and downs this season, so to have a really cool moment like that to close out the home season was pretty awesome.
Win or lose tonight, what have you enjoyed following this Wings team in 2023-2024? What has happened that you didn't expect?
Well, Patrick Kane joining the Red Wings was definitely a highlight of that. Just watching Lucas Raymond become that superstar caliber player, and hopefully he continues to grow into that as he gets a little older. At just 22 years old, he's really exceeded expectations in year three. But I think overall, it's just being in these games late in the season, even if the Red Wings don't find themselves in the playoffs at the end of this game here tonight. This was really exciting. It felt like a playoff run for the last couple of weeks of the season. Every game meaning everything to this team, and you could feel that in the room. You could feel that amongst some of the young guys, and I think they're going to channel that in the future, and it's going to be a really fun couple of years here in Hockey Town.
Yeah, and what is the future, win or lose tonight? Whether or not they get into the playoffs, they could win and still not get in because Washington has the tiebreaker, which I do wish they had a playoff game in hockey instead of, you know, playing 82 and having a tiebreaker. I really would love to see a playoff game, you know, like they do in baseball, and you get the play-in tournament in the NBA. But rules are rules. So win or lose, make the playoffs or go home. How are the Wings set up for the future?
Well, you, like I mentioned, you have to love the way that Lucas Raymond is playing, and he's going to get his contract sometime this offseason, and then Mo Sider too. But I think one player we really need to highlight is Simon Edvinson. Impatiently waiting for him to come up was the story of the season, right? He finally gets up here a few weeks ago, and he looks like he fits right in. That's exactly what you wanted to see from the young defenseman, and him and Mo are going to hold down that blue line for us as the years evolve. I think there are some question marks as to next season. A lot of unrestricted free agents at the end of the year. We'll see what decisions that Steve Yzerman makes, but I think the future looks really, really bright for this team. They have that core, and the core is developing. I haven't even mentioned the captain, Dylan Larkin, who really is the driving force for this team, and he's here for another seven seasons at least. So it's going to be a really great couple of years as the Red Wings get over the hump of making the playoffs and becoming that Stanley Cup contender. I see it happening in the next few years.
Daniela Bruce from the Wings and the Tigers joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So if they do get in, is it the Rangers in the opening series?
It looks like it is. They have clinched the President's Trophy, and they will be that first number one seed in the Eastern Conference. So yeah, it looks like it would be a matchup, and the Wings would be headed to New York if they sneak in tonight.
Yeah, that would be a big series. Just getting back to the playoffs for a storied franchise, for a fan base, Hockey Town, the state of Michigan, even beyond our state borders, just for the Wings to get back would be huge.
Oh, it would be. And you know the city of Detroit would absolutely erupt. That atmosphere at Little Caesars Arena last night was a playoff-like atmosphere, and I give the fans a lot of credit because there was not a lot to cheer for the first two periods of that game. There was a little bit of the air sucked out of the room, right, when Montreal's up 4-2 in a must-win game, but I couldn't believe the amount of fans that stayed till the end of that game. You know, when a team's down 4-2 in the third period, a lot of people might start their cars and say, hey, you know what? We're going to beat the traffic, right? And nobody did that. That building was packed to the very end. So playoff hockey at Little Caesars Arena would be spectacular. I really, really hope it's this year. Fingers crossed that we get some good news tonight. But if not, it's something to look forward to. And I think next year, the entire season will be that way.
It feels like playoff hockey tonight. Wings in a must-win situation to get the 2 points. Back-to-back games with the Canadiens tonight in Canada and Philly hosting Washington. You need a tie, a 1 point or loss by Washington and a Wings win. And they're going off to New York to take on the Rangers. Daniela Bruce, thank you so much for your time. Also a good day for the Tigers this afternoon. They rally for two late, and they beat the Rangers 4-2, getting great pitching to start that series.
Yeah. You know what? I wasn't there today because I'm in Montreal with the Red Wings, but I did hear that in his post-game press conference, A.J. Hinch did say he watched the Red Wings game last night, decided to take a page out of their book. So awesome. We've just got the comeback kids all over Detroit,
right? I love
it.
Yeah, I thought they were, when they were down, I said, oh, here we go again. Bats aren't going, and I start doing the show, and all of a sudden I get the update, and I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Big win, and another day game coming up tomorrow and on Thursday in Detroit. Daniela, appreciate everything you do. Keep up the great work with the Tigers and Wings.
Thanks so much. Always happy to join you.